For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. Amidst another weather-related blackout, the California Public Utilities Commission met in Redding yesterday, where residents demanded officials hold Pacific Gas and Electric Company to account. Redding resident Kathy Tipton.
When is PG&E going to have to pay for their mistakes?
The meeting was scheduled more than a year ago as a way to enhance outreach. After public comment, the committee moved to its agenda, tacking a surcharge onto customers' bills to cover wildfire damage. Saying they were following the legislature and governor's lead, commissioners unanimously approved an annual surcharge of about $500 million for a wildfire fund involving San Diego Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison, or nearly $1 billion annually if PG&E is brought in too. The fund could be tapped if a wildfire is caused by a utility's equipment, but only if the utility is deemed to have acted prudently. The surcharge would continue for 15 years. Commissioner Clifford Rechtschaffen said utility customers won't actually see a bill increase as the new surcharge replaces one expiring next year.
The Wildfire Fund is part of a comprehensive legislative framework to improve the financial stability of the utilities and to promote safe and reliable utility service.
The vote, which came at least an hour after much of the public had left, probably wouldn't have been well received. Residents of rural areas such as Shelley White of Shingletown begged officials to reduce the disruption caused by voluntary blackouts. She said she can't afford running a generator and is most concerned about the life of her daughter, who uses a wheelchair.
What is the cost of a human life? How many people have to die, including putting my fragile child in danger?
Activist Mary Rose Taruk of Oakland voiced concerns that utilities have too much power politically.
I want to see the CPUC act like you're in charge and not PG&E.
As the meeting was wrapping up, word came that PG&E was beginning the process of restoring electricity. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.